This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply. Nis Jessen from the board of the Fish Food Pantry in Roseburg with us. Nis, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going for the food pantry?
Well, they're going well. Almost every business or nonprofit has had to adapt to this pandemic in some way, and the fish pantry is no different. We just keep adapting anything we can do to keep volunteers and our clients safe is our number one goal.
And what are some of the things, some of the changes maybe you've had to make more recently?
One of them is with the Roseburg Food Project. We went for the last couple months. We have just done that monetarily instead of having it be something that they are able to drop off and pick up from their neighborhoods. And we miss that because that gives us a wide variety of things, and we so appreciate that from the neighborhoods. So.
And I understand that you're bringing it back though in a little bit different way this weekend.
Yeah, not so much different for the neighborhood coordinators as they bring it to the pantry, but they'll pick it up, which they'll pick it up off the doorsteps, so there's no contact there. Bring those green bags in. They're to remain in their cars. They have masks on when they're dealing with the. We will just take the. There'll be unloading teams that will just unload it out of the cars, put it directly into these banana boxes that you've seen if you've ever been out there. No weighing and not a lot of conversation, just get it unloaded, stack it on a pallet, and get it inside. So we're trying to be efficient and get the job done at the same time.
Now, normally this takes place on Saturdays. Did I hear correctly that you're doing some of it today as well?
Yes. We have normally done a Friday afternoon one. That's primarily for businesses or someone that isn't going to be around on Saturday. So that is from 2 to 4 this afternoon. And then tomorrow it's from 9:30 to 11:30. And then another shift is from 11:30 to 1:30.
So I presume then that people that are normally part of the food project, the green bags, have already been contacted by the neighborhood coordinator then?
Yes, that part is all handled. That is no different. We're just trying to maybe let people in the neighborhood know that there's going to be people picking up and be a little more careful. If you see somebody carrying green bags, never had any accidents, don't want any. So just be aware of that. And if they want to know how to become part of the Roseburg Food Project, we'd love to have them.
And for the collection of the food, I know that happens in a lot of neighborhoods around Roseburg, but how far out there do you go in other parts of the county?
We primarily, there is other parts that come in to us. We try not to get too much into other towns. Some of them have their own they have their own pantries, and we don't want to steal from that. But we do have people from Elkton and other spots that have started with us in addition to their own pantries there. So it's we provide food for all over the county if they care to make the time travel. So we're open to that, but we primarily stick around Roseburg here and some of the neighboring areas. So,
what are you seeing since the pandemic began in March in terms of the need for food?
It's still there. It's one of the things that has made a difference is that with all the we've got extra stuff from the Oregon Food Bank, and there's boxes from that they bought directly and ship in. So we've had tremendous support from different places, both monetarily and so on like that. We kept expecting this huge rise like we saw in a lot of the towns. We never got that. We kind of had a steady influence there. But I think people, either their neighbors were picking stuff up for them, or the extra $600 that they got for unemployment or the SNAP program, that all helped. A lot of our clients are older, so I think some of them were flat out scared to go out of their house much. So it, I think all those things go together to prevent the rise. But I think there's a lot of good people in the Roseburg area that take care of their neighbors and watch out for those people and made sure they had enough food. So I'm feeling good about how we're getting through this as far as the food pantry.
Now, tell folks where you're located at.
We're located out just on Highway 99, just by Aviva Health or just past Costco, those type of things. And just want to give a shout out to all those people that have helped us over the last 8 years as this thing has grown and grown. The Roseburg Food Project has become a major part of getting food for the fish food pantry, and we so appreciate all the donors, the neighborhood coordinators, board members. It's a whole community working together to make things happen, and we do appreciate that support.
Now, if people want to get involved and they haven't been part of it, how do they do that?
There's a website, or they can call the phone number and get a hold of it that way. Should be fairly, just Google Fish of Roseburg and it'll come up, and they can get a hold of us, and we'd love to talk to them about it and see if they want to try it.
And again, you're collecting bags today and tomorrow, so folks will see people out. They'll see the green bags out, and I'm sure for some of the donors as well, some people have been sitting on green bags for a few months now.
Some of them have. Those that were concerned that they wanted to get them moved, we did take those, but it's always been about safety. So we had to figure out the safest way we possibly could to take care of everybody, and we think we've done as good a job as we possibly can, and we look forward to seeing people the next couple days that have been by us for years. So,
all right, Nis Jessen from the Fish Food Pantry, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me on to chat about it. I so appreciate it.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Attention contractors, builders, and do-it-yourselfers.